enjoying your solo album lately, good. Natural Timber.
Good.
Was it hard for you to choose which Yes songs to cover on that?
Well, I wanted it to be over. That was all I wanted to do, really, primarily. And then on my website, we put a kind of a poll, you know, where people could vote for the kind of things that they might like me to do if I did those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a very big response, and To Be Over came out number one. So I said to everybody, well, look, the label and the website people, I said, look, they all want To Be Over, and that's the one I've done. So the other ideas didn't come really from the website input. And, you know, I just, you know, made my mind up. It took a little while. I looked at lots of other songs. I tried to look through the whole repertoire and consider, you know, what would be worth it. And I knew that To Be Over was greatly lacking in our live show, so I thought it would be good to work that one out. Your move was just so staring me in the face. You know, it was staring me in the face to do it. It was so logical. And Disillusion was like a bit of fun, really. Instead of going into Single People, I went into Disillusion, which was kind of strange, but from the same album and the same era, but a little piece that always had, you know, a pretty interesting guitar part, so I thought I'll pull that out and play my Chet Atkins part there.
Yeah. Sad about the passing of Chet recently.
Yeah, extremely sad.
Yeah. Did you meet him, you know?
Yeah, I met him about three times.
Mm.
Last time I met him, I discovered him, you know, he was more relaxed with me, and we had a few days where we were going to and fro a show. And he was a marvellously warm person, and he quite took to me, which I was pleased. Took a little, you know, getting to know me and stuff. So Chet was my number one, well, he is my number one, you know, guitarist out of all the great players that have been. Chet is the kind of synthesis of them all.
Yeah, yeah.